World Changers are meeting in Cape Town to effect missions for decades. Christians mobilized to help the poor in India, and a ministry is intervening in the sex trafficking trade in Cambodia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a saying that goes, the strength of your diversity is the strength of your unity. It's also a picture of the body of Christ, united in making his name central. That's the driving force behind Cape Town 2010, the third Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization. It starts Friday in South Africa. Asian Access's Joseph Handley says,
this event is only held once every 15 to 20 years. So it's a significant event that will set the course for world evangelization for the next decade or two.
It's a time for casting vision and figuring out how to make that a reality. There's a lot of anticipation building toward how this will look once the Congress concludes. One thing's clear, Handley says,
at the end of the day, at the end of this 10-day Congress, we hope to come out with a greater sense of unity of the body of Christ worldwide, a greater sense of clarity for the gospel, and then finally the top priorities in the task for us for reaching the world for Christ.
Next, utter poverty is plaguing India. That means little food or necessities. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says this utter poverty means many will go cold this winter. Last week, Global Action and Mission Network News gave away a Touch the World trip to India. Linda Immel will be going there to distribute blankets. Now Dunberg says funding for blankets is needed.
For as little as basically a Starbucks coffee or Big Mac, you can provide a blanket that will help for $5.
He says they need more people to go on four trips.
We need 40 more people to go. Go and share. Ask people for funds to help you go. Just go and serve him.
While distributing blankets is their major thrust, Dunberg says sharing the gospel is equally as important.
Before we hand out the blankets, we have a little service. We explain that we are there because we love them. And then there's a natural platform to just present the basics of the gospel.
Sign up at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. World Hope International has provided aftercare for ex-sex slaves in Cambodia for years. In recent years, though, Heather Beatty says they realized
traffickers were specifically targeting girls and women in rural areas for a couple of reasons. Families in rural areas have a more severe case of poverty, and they also are less informed of what human trafficking is.
So World Hope started the Adolphe sponsorship program to prevent trafficking by educating women and bringing them out of poverty.
We just start meeting with the women, and we talk to them about what their needs are and what they would like to see differently in their lives.
Based on these conversations, women are placed in various training programs to bring them out of poverty. During the 2 to 3 year program, women learn about trafficking, their own dignity, and the gospel of Christ. You can be a part of this transformative program. Visit our website. And
Christianity is 1 million miles wide and 1 inch deep.
When the Mission Society's Michael Mosley first came onto the scene in Ghana in 1999, he was struck by this impression. For 10 years, Mosley came alongside other churches to share the vision for evangelism, discipleship, and mission.
They planted a church up in Burkina Faso, a French-speaking country just north of Ghana, and it was exciting to see how that church exploded and the Ghanaian church rallied around those missionaries and the church that was being planted.
Just as God called the Mosleys to Ghana, after 10 years, he was telling them it was time to move on.
What we did leave behind was a real passion and vision for international missions in the people that we were called to work among. And fortunately, we have two missionary couples that continue to carry on the work.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint, from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Warani. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot, call 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.